Welcome to the first edition of the PAC Football Report for the 2006 season. I'm Joe Onderko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at the historic 2005 football campaign in the President's Athletic Conference, while also taking a closer look at the six games involving conference teams during the opening weekend of 2006. The 2005 season saw Teal College post a perfect 10-0 regular season record, giving the Tomcats their first PAC football title since 1972. Teal was joined in the Division III playoffs by traditional conference power Washington and Jefferson, giving the PAC two teams in the NCAA playoffs for the first time in the 50-plus year history of the conference. The 2006 season gets underway Saturday with six games, as each PAC team with the exception of Grove City will get the season underway with non-league contests. The Wolverines of head coach Chris Smith will open the 2006 campaign on September 9th with a home contest against Carnegie Mellon. The opening week slate is highlighted by an intriguing matchup in Beaver Falls, PA, as Teal opens defense of its PAC crown with a road contest at current NAIA member and future PAC opponent Geneva College beginning at 7 p.m. The Golden Tornadoes are coming off an 8-4 campaign, which included a trip to the NAIA National Playoffs. 2006 will be the final season for Geneva as a member of the NAIA, as the school will join the PAC and begin NCAA provisional membership status in 2007. Teal, on the other hand, must replace the departed duo of quarterback Daryl Satterfield and explosive wide receiver Brandon Chambers. Veteran Geneva head coach Gino DeMarco knows his team will have its hands full against Teal in week one.
Well, it's a great opportunity for our program, and I think what could probably be billed as a Western Pennsylvania kickoff classic. Teal had a tremendous year last year, and Coach Liepheimer has really done a great job putting the program back and having the greatest year that they've ever had. So
Washington and Jefferson begins its quest for a repeat trip to the national playoffs with a home contest against Salisbury University in Washington, PA at 1 p.m. The Presidents, who averaged a PAC high 42 points per game in 2005, must replace graduated All-American quarterback Chris Edwards. According to head coach Mike Sirianni, fans expecting to see the high-flying, pass-first offense of past WNJ teams may be in for a bit of a surprise early in 2005.
Hopefully, we'll be able to rely on our defense and our offensive line to grind out some wins until our quarterbacks get ready to play the type of offense that we want. I know I'm confident in them, but I don't want to put them in a situation where they're not comfortable. And, you know, we don't play Tri-State this year in our opener, which I wish we would. But we have a tough team to start off the bat, and we're going to have our hands full right off the bat, and they'll be all right, but I just don't want to put them in a situation where they're going to have to win the game for us.
For a game with the final outcome likely to be in doubt until the final gun, history says to keep an eye on Westminster, where the Titans will host Allegheny College at 1 p.m. The last three meetings between these two local rivals have gone to overtime, with the road team winning each game. Second-year Titan head coach Jeff Hand expects his young squad to again be tested by a more experienced Allegheny squad.
And there's great tradition in both of the programs, and that's instilled through and through in the young men. And I believe that our players as well as the Allegheny Gators enjoy playing in this type of contest.
In other PAC Week 1 action, the Waynesburg Yellow Jackets will have their hands full as they travel to Dover, Delaware to face 2005 national semifinalist Wesley College beginning at 1 p.m. Yellow Jacket head coach Rick Sheppes and his troops will try to slow down Wesley quarterback Chris Warwick, who passed for 37 touchdowns a year ago. The Thomas More Saints begin their second season as a PAC member, as head coach Mike Hallett will lead his team against visiting Hanover College beginning at 1:30 p.m. The Saints allowed less than 17 points per game a year ago and return a pair of all-PAC stalwarts in linebacker Mark Carlisle and defensive back Chris Willis. However, Hanover posted a 12-7 home win over Thomas More to open the 2005 season. Finally, the Tim Weaver era gets underway at Bethany College as the Bison traveled to New Concord, Ohio for a matchup at Muskingum beginning at 7 p.m. Weaver, a former Ivy League defensive coordinator, is the lone new head coach in the PAC in 2006. Despite the two schools being only 75 miles apart, this will be the first meeting on the gridiron between Bethany and Muskingum since 1931. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. You can get the latest PAC football information at our website at pacathletics.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.